Here's Chaz in Chiswick. Chaz in Chiswick, how very alliterative, how very good of you to hang on, if indeed you did, Chaz. Chaz!
You're more than welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Chaz. Neil's right behind you. Chaz, you've got Antiques Roadshow in reverse. You've thrown away something that now you think possibly wasn't a good idea, yes?
Sadly, it wasn't me, Dan. It was my darling wife.
Makes it even better.
As a child, her and her elder sisters used to play with air rifles in the back garden.
Uh-huh.
And for target practice, what did they use? Let's start with Elvis Presley, 78.
Very good. Really?
Yep, really. On the Sun label, boxes of them.
How did you have boxes of them? Who collected them?
Her father.
I've gone dry of the mouth again.
Was a collector of everything.
And as clear as anything now, you can see that old Sun label being picked off by a little old Winchester, eh?
It's not often I'm brought to tears, Danny.
Good.
When I heard this story, I must admit, a lump to my throat.
Boxes and boxes of Elvis Sun label 78s just shot to pieces for
Sling
the hell of it.
Play pigeon and bang.
I think I admire it, actually. Yep. I think that's what Elvis would have wanted. Of course, wasn't Elvis shot to pieces by us all? And anything else they used as target practice, do you know?
Oh, well, I hate to imagine. Probably each other.
That is extraordinary. I mean, I've only got in a slightly more rocky, heady, dully way. We once shot to pieces. We used to shoot to pieces records as well. We'd try and... With some nitwit, me and Tommy Hodges, we used to sit in his backyard and fire air pistol pellets at records, trying to get it through the hole in the middle. Now, how do you do it? Either you missed it entirely and said, yes, it went through the hole in the middle, but otherwise you ruined
it. That was the way to do it, though.
An LP by the Human Beast. I remember, and that, if you look in the old record collector's guide, goes about £500 now, but I do remember doing it to that, but these weren't Elvis 78s on the Sun. Like.
Records are no fun to
shoot. What do you reckon they're worth each?
I can tell. Up to 350 a pop? How many do you think you got through?
Well, she's getting on in years now, so I hate to imagine.
Yeah, but 100 of these things just shoot up in the air, did you? Mind you, it's a working class clay pigeon thing, as you say. That's what it is, isn't it? Well, thank you very much, Chaz in Chiswick, who shot to pieces some of the rarest shell. That's what it was.